Happy National Coming Out Day, guys. So I came out as a pansexual human being 5 months ago. And it wasn't for me, which is not what should, it is what should happen, but at times and the majority of the time does not happen, is that my parents and my grandmother accepted me for who I was and said if I wanted to love a squirrel, I could love a squirrel for all they cared. As long as I was happy and that I knew what I wanted in life, and that at the end of the day, I would be going home to somebody that I loved. And so, if you guys feel comfortable, if you are struggling with who you are, or you know who you are and what you want in life, say it in your head. What seems pretty weird to me is what I had to do was I had to say it out loud. I had to say, I am a pansexual human being. This is what I am. This is what I want. And I accept myself, and that's all that matters. For me to really understand that I was going to be living my truth. For me, I always knew that I wasn't straight. I always had celebrity girl crushes. I never said, oh man, I'm gonna love a man for the rest of my life. Like, this is all, you know, I just want a man to love me. No, I always said, I want somebody to love me. I was living a Queen song in my mind, you know? But that was what I told myself, you know, I loved humans. I didn't love just one gender. And as I'm sitting here telling this story on National Coming Out Day, I know because I'm a nobody, it's not going to inspire you to come out tonight or tomorrow a day late. Because whenever you're ready, you are ready. I just want you to know that even though I don't know you, or maybe I do, maybe you're one of my friends who's listening to this, or somebody who knows my name but doesn't know my face. I believe in you, and I know that if you're ready to speak your truth, that you're ready. You'll have the confidence to do it. If you have the confidence to do it tonight, tomorrow, the next day, next month, hell for all I care. You will have every one of us standing behind you, holding your hand, having your back. Because we know that this is what you want. I was just lucky enough, I guess, that my parents accepted me. You know, my mom, and this is kind of gross, but my mom always pushed me to not be straight. She's like, I don't want you to grow up and, you know, have sex with a man. Like, I don't want you to do that. Why can't you just be a lesbian? Why can't you just like girls? Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? Why can't you cut your hair? I eventually cut my hair, but I did not cut it when I knew I wasn't straight. I started cutting my hair in the 5th grade. And then 8th grade, I let it get long. And middle of 8th grade, I cut it again. And, you know, I'm not saying that this led me to believe my identity, but in a way it did. Because once you find the right hairstyle, you kind of feel confident in yourself. And I guess that confidence just spills over to more confidence, and it spills over to help you figure out your next step in life, I guess. But yeah, my mom always pushed me to not be straight, and I'm not saying that that's the reason why I'm not, but it just, you know, kind of made me think, like, what if I'm not, you know? And I guess she just always accepted me. But this is me, I guess. So, on a different note, because it's National Coming Out Day, I might as well just come out and say this, and say that I've had this crush on this girl that I go to school with, and I found out yesterday that she has a girlfriend, and I was standing right there when she asked her out. That was hard. I didn't know until it happened that this would change the way I felt. And I know that sounds crazy, but this is the way I am. Like, if I know that they're attached to somebody else, I can tell myself that I don't have feelings for them. And after a while, they'll go away. I guess that's just the way I'm wired. Like, when I was little, or younger, I guess. I'm not, you know, not little. When I was younger, maybe 2-3 years ago, I had this crush on this one guy. And I figured out he had a girlfriend. And then 2 weeks later, I didn't have a crush on him anymore, and that was the last guy I ever had a crush on. Until I met my ex. And I tell you what, I will never do that again. If you ever hear someone who, like, has a boyfriend, who thinks they're straight, has a boyfriend, or, you know, this guy has this girlfriend or whatever, and then all of a sudden they're in a homosexual relationship. I hate when people say, oh yeah, you know, this guy or this girl turned me gay because, you know, I didn't like their body parts. Well, you know, that may be true, but my ex thought that that was true in my case. That, oh my god, I turned you gay. No. I told you when we got into this that I was attracted to humans, not male or female. And we were friends for 2 years before we got together. And it was, you know, the happiest 2 years of my life, because I finally had a guy friend who cared about me and who was willing to be my boyfriend. who was seriously my first boyfriend. Ever. I repeat, my first boyfriend ever, who I was only with for 4 months. And of that 4 months, we only saw each other for 7 weeks out of those 4 months. All split apart. I don't know. I really don't know what I did with myself. I don't know what I was doing back then. I made a fool out of myself. And that's a story for another time. But when your ex thinks that you were, or you turned gay because you were with them and then you weren't and now you're gay, that's not true. I'm letting people know that right now. This guy did not turn me pansexual. He saw, or showed me, that I should explore being attracted to humans more often, because men are stupid and stinky and dumb and foolish and brainless and just, you know. But if I ever find the right man, you know, of course, like, I'd totally go for that. But I don't know. It's a weird life that we all live in. Some of it's normal, some of it's abnormal. Hey, but normalcy is overrated, right? So, anyway, happy National Coming Out Day. And if you have learned anything from this weird and awkward podcast episode, please contact me and tell me, because I would love to hear the feedback and the, you know, if you have a coming out story, or if, you know of someone, you know, you don't have to say your name, you don't have to say their names, just seriously, I'd really like to get to know more of the LGBTQ community, because I'm in a small friend group. A friend group that two out of us six, maybe five, are questioning, and the rest of us, well, one of them straight and the other two of us are like hardcore LGBTQ. But yeah, I'd really like to know what's going on in your lives, and if there's any inspiration that you'd like to give me, if there's any inspiration that I could give you, please let me know. So, one more note. You have courage in your soul and in your heart. Whatever you do with your life, whatever you do tonight, tomorrow, next year, stop and ask yourself one question. Are you happy?